Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Expect a few spotty showers in your Friday forecast, but that's not going to be until much later today, after about noon to 1 p.m. So this morning, you're dry. Clouds, though, have been moving in, so a mostly cloudy start to the day with temperatures 45 to 52 degrees, and then rather overcast for your afternoon and evening. 1 p.m. till 11 p.m., your best chance of rain. Highs today, just shy of 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
55 degrees in Washington at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 1 a.m. hour on WTOP Friday, Israel launches a retaliatory missile strike on at least one site inside Iran.
The student claimed it was fiction, but police believe it was instead a school shooting plot. I'm Mike Murillo.
A hit-and-run locally near the National Mall last year left a tourist dead. Now a D.C. man has been indicted in the case.
Three sent to the hospital, including two kids, after a school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Asian stocks are lower this morning. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Explosions were heard tonight near a major airbase in Iran. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News an Israeli missile hit Iran. Iran disputes that. Iranian state TV reports Iran's air defense system destroyed three drones in its airspace. CBS Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan on the two countries' nuclear capabilities.
Israel is a nuclear state. Iran at this point has nuclear program, but has not yet, in the assessment of U.S. officials, made the decision to pursue a nuclear weapon.
Iranian state TV says there has been no meeting of Iran's National Council and that Iran's airspace is back open after a temporary closure. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrating at Columbia University in New York City were arrested. Their protest had lasted over 30 hours. Police Commissioner Edward Caban.
Based on the university's wishes to clear the South Lawn, which again is university property, arrests were made for trespass.
Jury selection will resume Friday in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Five more alternate jurors must be picked. Once the trial gets underway, adult film star Stormy Daniels is expected to testify for the prosecution. CBS's Robert Costa from New York.
She was also present at the creation of this alleged criminal scheme. Back in 2016, after Access Hollywood breaks as a story and scandal for Trump, as the Stormy Daniels issue percolates behind the scenes for the Trump campaign, she was a witness to some of those behind-the-scenes conversations about Michael Cohen and Trump and how they were maybe going to handle this situation from erupting as yet another scandal for Trump just before the election.
Congress is getting closer to possibly approving aid for Ukraine after a months-long hang-up. As correspondent Scott McFarland reports, House Speaker Mike Johnson is dividing up the foreign aid into four bills.
What he's arguing tonight is that some of this money is a loan, some of this money will help U.S. defense manufacturers, some of this money is in the U.S. interest. But that has not satisfied those critics, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Trump ally, the Georgia congresswoman, who again today told us she's still considering moving forward with her effort to remove Johnson. And issue number one when she discusses this is Ukraine money.
A vote could come as early as Saturday. Severe weather is hitting parts of the central section of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond.
We've had a few storms starting to erupt across the central portion of Texas so far, and those look to be more in the way of hail producers.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention men and women. If you're experiencing thinning hair and hair loss, this year grow your hair back at growyourhairback.com. DC's locally owned medical clinic specializing only in hair restoration with proven results. Call 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com for your free consultation today. Kellyanne is the owner of Grow Your Hair Back. Tell us what happens when someone comes in for the free consultation.
When you leave our clinic, you're going to feel hope. You're going to feel that we listen to you. And we will help you grow your hair back.
Grow your hair back with their state-of-the-art procedures. The only clinic on the East Coast that has their trademarked PAI multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants. FUE hair transplants and easy 30-minute PRP and laser treatments. Call 703-763-0118. That's 703-763-0118. Or growyourhairback.com.
WTOP at 104. Friday morning, 19th of April, 2024. Welcome in this early morning. Increasing clouds heading towards daybreak. Chilly, 46 to 51, Veronica says, for the actual low by daybreak. We're at 55 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're in with us this morning, topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we roll into this 1 o'clock hour together Friday. In Rockville is where we begin this morning. An 18-year-old Wooten High School student is under arrest this hour after police found what they call a long manifesto. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports Friday morning the writing described shooting up a high school or even an elementary school.
18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, is a Wooten High School student, and his arrest comes after police were tipped off to a Google document he authored, which investigators say was about a transgender Asian student who wanted to shoot up his high school. While the first page of the Google Doc claimed the details in the writings were fictional, police believed many of the places and situations matched closely to the student from Rockville. According to court documents, the student has been hospitalized for threatening to shoot up his school in the past, along with having thoughts of suicide. The 129-page document had lines about how the character wanted to become famous or infamous, and how the character also considered shooting up their former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, unquote. The document gave police enough to search the teen's home and devices. They found Google searches into mass shootings and social media chats where he talks about school shootings and wanting to be a serial killer. The student is charged with making a threat of mass violence, and security has been stepped up around schools, including Wooten, after the arrest. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 105 Friday. You may remember that a hit and run outside the White House back in July of last year that left a pedestrian dead. The D.C. man behind the wheel of that car that day was indicted by a grand jury this week. 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson is charged officially with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. Police say this morning Robertson was at the time racing away from Secret Service officers who were trying to stop him at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter. Wong was visiting his family from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter was also injured, but is expected to be okay. WTOP at 106. We're learning more here at WTOP this morning about a crash in Fairfax County locally involving a school bus. Three people were taken to the hospital after the bus crashed into a Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles building. It happened in Fairfax at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads. WTOP's Nick Iannelli was on the scene.
The three who had to be taken to the hospital include the school bus driver and two kids. All are expected to be okay. Fairfax County Police say the bus driver swerved and crashed into the DMV building after a second vehicle failed to yield. The driver of that other vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. There's damage to the DMV building, a big dent in the wall where the bus hit, and when some DMV customers showed up today hoping to take care of some business, they were surprised to find that the building had been closed.
It's unexpected. I just found out when I got here, so I wish I knew this a little sooner. I'll probably have to take off another day and come back.
In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
WTOP at 107 Friday. A close call it was at Reagan National Airport Thursday morning. A JetBlue plane and Southwest Airlines plane nearly collided on that runway. It happened around 7:30 in the morning.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
That's air traffic control audio from liveatc.net. John Nance, aviation analyst for ABC News and Good Morning America, joined us here on TOP to break down how a catastrophe was actually avoided here.
Fortunately, the backup systems here worked. The cooperation between the pilots, the air traffic controller, and her very urgent and clear instruction to stop, which, by the way, you don't hear that tone of voice very often in air traffic control. So this one is going to take some study, but by the same token, we're dealing with human error, and that is not a matter of negligence. In most cases, it's usually a matter of simply saturation.
Nancy says the aircraft's Nantz, that is, says aircrafts were only two plane lengths apart. The FAA is said to be investigating this morning. Good Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in this morning, Amar. We're glad you're with us. It's 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. And good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. All in all, a very nice ride all through the DMV, not seeing a whole lot of activity, but we've got delays. They are rather solid, including northbound 270. The slowdowns between Clopper Road heading out to Germantown Road. This is because of road work taking away three left lanes, traffic getting by to the right. Now, the only good news is as we approach just after the 1 o'clock hour in the this morning, traffic volume beginning to thin out a little bit, but the delays are still there on the northbound side. The southbound side is clear coming out of Frederick County to Bethesda, and then on the Capitol Beltway south of the American Legion Bridge, you're going to find the roadwork taking away three left lanes. Looks like there's ongoing sign repair operations near the Dulles Toll Road. The delays now, they're beginning to thin out a little bit on the outer loop because of a lesser volume of traffic. The slowing starting around the George Washington Memorial Parkway, and this is going to continue to the Dulles Toll Road. At the toll road, you break free, and then the right on the outer loop all the way to Springfield and over to the Wilson Bridge is running without major delay. You've got a couple of lanes blocked on the inner loop between Springfield and Braddock Road, alternating closures along the right side. Had some earlier delays because of that activity, but that is all cleared out. And traffic running fine at the Wilson Bridge. No current closure for the overnight maintenance. We'll let you know when it happens again. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Cloud cover moving on in now, and there will be some rain from it during your afternoon. So this morning will be mostly cloudy. Temperatures starting out between 45 and 52 degrees. Your drive for the morning rush and just past lunchtime, that's when we'll start to see some of the first rain showers right through your 11 p.m. hour. So wet for your evening out. Highs today in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
55 degrees and holding this 1 a.m. hour Friday morning, April 19th. Brought to you on WTOP this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Friday morning at 1:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Jeff Claybaugh is with us this morning.
Existing home sales fell last month. All cash buyers accounted for 1 in 4 sales. EV maker Rivian is cutting jobs for the second time this year. French restaurant Le Grand Boucherie has opened its 14,000-square-foot, two-level restaurant in the historic Federal American Bank building at 14th and G Northwest. The Dow finished Thursday session up 22 points. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stocks, this first 1 a.m. hour check, lower across the board, tanking. The Nikkei is down by 999 points. The Kospi is off 46 points. The Hang Seng is down 202. The Shanghai is off almost 13. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. A jury is now seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. We're in depth on how the day went next on WTOP, where the time is 1:12. Good morning.
The Marlowe Furniture Floor Sample Sale is happening now. Get ready for summer with huge discounts of up to 60% off on all Marlowe furniture. Whether it's for your living room, dining room, or bedroom, discover your style today. Save up to 60% store-wide on Marlowe's beautiful floor samples, and yes, we're delivering it all for free. It's your chance to elevate your home with Marlowe's style and comfort, all while pocketing incredible savings. Don't wait. This floor sample sale is a limited time event. Swing by Marlowe Furniture and grab up to 60% off, plus free delivery. For locations and hours, visit marlowefurniture.com since 1955.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
You know how excited you get when you work with a company that's so good they actually wow you? They're knowledgeable, courteous, professional, and you can't wait to recommend them to your family and your friends. You know what that company is? It's Roofmasters. Hi, it's Jack Diamond. Look, you want to hire a roofing company that has a ton of experience. Roofmasters is that company. They've been repairing and replacing roofs in our area for 30 years. You know our weather. It's crazy. Your roof takes a beating. You want a company that's honest. They use top quality products and their workmanship is outstanding. And listen, a bit of advice, before you have any work done, you should always get 3 estimates. Just make sure one of them is Roofmasters. Find them at 301-230-ROOF. That's 301-230-ROOF. Online, roofmasters.com. That's roofmasters.com. With Roofmasters, the proof is in the roof.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, clouds build towards daybreak, chilly. Veronica says the low should be this Friday morning by daybreak, 46 to 51 in most of the area, depending upon where you are. We're at 55 and holding in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this early morning on WTOP. Welcome in, where the time now is 1:14.
This is WTOP News.
A jury of 12 people has now been seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Most alternates must still be selected. The rapid progress here moves the case closer to opening arguments and weeks of testimony in a case that is charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point Thursday, it looked like one step forward, two steps back, as two jurors were actually removed from that panel. And now we have, this morning, an entire jury sworn in, plus at least one alternate. This morning, Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, joins us with his take.
We walked in this morning having already seven jurors selected, but in the first few hours of the proceedings, two of the jurors who had already been selected were excused. The first juror said that after going through the selection process earlier this week, based on descriptions of her that had been published in various media outlets, she said that some of her family and friends had begun to question whether she was, in fact, that juror. And she said because of all of that outside influence, she just felt that she could not be impartial, which in the judge's view are the magic words, basically, to get you excused. So that happened. And then we had a second juror get excused who seemed to have a bit of a more complicated story. Prosecutors accused him of maybe saying some false things when he was filling out the questionnaire earlier. So we did lose two jurors, but we are now ending the day with a full jury of 12 people. And now we just need to select five more alternates.
I'm wondering if past his prologue, whether, you know, you come in tomorrow and there's more shakiness. Nobody can say for sure, but maybe they've been a little more careful in their selection today.
You know, never say never, but I will say, you know, I think compared to the first day of jury selection, compared to the jurors who are going through the screening process today and had, you know, seen some of what had happened over the last few days, you know, I think there were some prospective jurors who seemed to kind of be a little bit more cautious as they were going through the process and some of the answers that they were giving in open court. You know, I'll say some people, as they were talking about their jobs and where they were working, they seemed to be a little bit evasive on just some of the specifics. Potentially there, I think, you know, to not get some of that details out in open court and out into public view. So, you know, there still could be another curveball that comes tomorrow, but assuming that doesn't happen, the judge thinks we're on track for jury selection to finish tomorrow and then opening statements beginning Monday morning.
In some of the statements, the jurors have suggested they actually don't follow the news that closely or don't follow Donald Trump that closely, but it really is, as far as a public figure, it's inescapable. Everybody knows about him.
That's right. Some of them don't know the details about this case, but all seem to know the defendant who is sitting at that counsel table. And a lot of the questioning today of these prospective jurors focused on, you know, their political views and if they had personal opinions of Trump or opinions about his politics. And so we saw, you know, a lot of jurors, as you might expect here in Manhattan, say that they were no fans of the former president's politics. But a lot of the jurors selected, they all gave their assurances to the judge that even if they might disagree with the former president on policy, they said that in their view, they can hold it, put it aside, and deliver a fair and impartial jury. Of course, Donald Trump has disagreed with that, saying he can't get a fair trial here in New York City. But the judges denied those motions, and this trial is moving forward.
That's Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories early Friday morning we're following on WTOP. Israel launches at least one airstrike into Iran in retaliation for Iran's rocket and drone attacks this past weekend. A vote on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere is expected in the U.S. House this weekend. And there was a close call between two passenger planes at Reagan National on Thursday. Keep it here for more in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Good morning. Coming up this half hour on WTOP.
Latino families, kids, and parents say they need more information on substance use prevention. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 118. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, over to Ken Berger first this morning with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you very much, Dean. A good-looking ride all over the Beltway system. The only slow spot we're seeing is over in Virginia, south of the American Legion Bridge, with the slowing starting actually around the George Washington Parkway, and you break free near the Dulles Tow Road. Three left lanes remain blocked because of the bridge work at the Georgetown Pike. Also looks like they're doing some overhead sign repair work at the Dulles Tow Road. Consequently, traffic rolling by in the far right lane, but traffic volume beginning to thin out a little bit as we roll through the overnight hours. So there are delays, but they're getting a little bit better. No major issues on the inner loop rolling past the tow road to the American Legion Bridge. But in Maryland, over by River Road, we've got a couple of right lanes scheduled to be shut down again over by River Road. But again, not seeing any delays in Montgomery County or in the Prince George's County portion of the Beltway. Also dealing with some delays on northbound 270 in Montgomery County. This is because of the road work in the area between Clopper Road, Maryland 117, and Germantown heading up to Maryland 118. Three left lanes reported closed. Traffic getting by on the far right side. There are delays, but they're beginning to thin out a little bit again as the traffic volume begins to lessen. And keeping an eye on the Wilson Bridge, all lanes are open both sides between Maryland and Virginia, and we'll let you know when the next installment of the overnight maintenance happens. The Costello College of Business at George Mason University educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Also coming right up this half hour after traffic and weather.
How drivers are adjusting to the Key Bridge collapse. A look at new data. I'm John Doman.
Clouds have been moving in, but it's going to be a dry start to our day. Expect temperatures between 45 and 52 degrees. We'll have mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with some rain showers around the area. 1 p.m. until 11 p.m. today. Extremely scattered, so not everyone is going to get wet weather today. Temperature 65 to 69 degrees. So more nuisance rain than anything today and a cooler day compared to yesterday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 57 in Springfield, 54 Farragut Square, 52 Laurel. We're looking at 55 degrees and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this early morning by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. It's 121 on WTOP. Welcome in. Glad you're with us this early morning.
Somewhere in the night.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Attention men and women. If you're experiencing thinning hair and hair loss, this year, grow your hair back at growyourhairback.com. DC's locally owned medical clinic specializing only in hair restoration with proven results. Call 703-763-0118 or growyourhairback.com for your free consultation today. Kellyanne is the owner of Grow Your Hair Back. Tell us what happens when someone comes in for the free consultation.
When you leave our clinic, you're going to feel hope. You're going to feel that we listen to you. And we will help you grow your hair back.
Grow your hair back with their state-of-the-art procedures. The only clinic on the East Coast that has their trademarked PAI multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants, FUE hair transplants, and easy 30-minute PRP and laser treatments. Call 703-763-0118. That's 703-763-0118. Or growyourhairback.com.
Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us this early morning. Friday, April 19th. Time now is 1:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Here at home, fired Loudoun County School Superintendent Scott Ziegler will have to stand trial. You may remember last month a judge set aside a misdemeanor conviction for Ziegler. A jury found him guilty of illegally retaliating after he fired a special education teacher over their testimony to a special grand jury. They was investigating the school system's handling at the time of two sexual assaults by the very same student. The new trial is now set for February. Ziegler's lawyer says she is considering all options for an appeal. Stay tuned. Researchers and a Montgomery County nonprofit found Latino families say they need more trusted sources of information on preventing and dealing with substance abuse. This morning, WTOP's Kate Ryan reports in some cases, kids and parents are on the same page.
Amy Lewin, a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Health, is the co-author of the survey of Latino families in Montgomery County. And among focus groups of young people, she found
most of them do turn to social media and sometimes to peers for information, and they know that that's not necessarily the best source of information.
Diego Uriburu, executive director of Identity, a nonprofit that serves the Latino community, said the parent focus group members also wanted information.
What's fentanyl? What are the opioids? How to identify when your child needs help? How to talk to your child?
The surveys took place between August and November of last year, and recommendations include coordinating school, community, and government efforts to address substance use in Montgomery County. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
More than 30,000 vehicles used to cross Baltimore's Key Bridge daily. But since its collapse, drivers around the region have been forced to adjust. WTOP's John Doman tells us Friday morning the impact is being felt up and down the Northeast Corridor.
With the loss of the Key Bridge around Baltimore, that means more traffic has to drive through that city. Maryland State Highway says since the collapse of the bridge last month, traffic through the Fort McHenry Tunnel along I-95 is up by about 11%. The 895 Harbor Tunnel right next to it has seen a 9% increase in traffic at the same time. Those tunnels already did about triple and double the volume of traffic along the Key Bridge, but trucks carrying hazardous materials aren't allowed inside of them. As a result, they're driving all the way around the Baltimore Beltway now. The stretch of 695 between I-70 and I-95 is seeing about 7% more trucks now as a result of the bridge collapse. John Dome in WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
Working on a nightmare.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's check in at 125 with Mr. Frank Hanrahan.
For the Washington Commanders, it really is a clean slate. Second year new owner, first year in a new general manager in Adam Peters, and his first big decision comes